A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 and on Friday, July the 3rd, 2017. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube, and today is Monday the 3rd.
Monday. thank you for that correction. Yes. Of course, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the nation's number one sport, soccer.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the nation's number one sport, soccer. It was indeed a good weekend for Zimbabwe, as both the Zimbabwe national team and Capes United did the nation proud. Capes.
And of course, blessing the Sunday Chizamba coached Zimbabwe Warriors secured their passage into the last four of this year's edition of the COSAFA Castle Cup, following a hard-fought 2-1 victory over Swaziland in their quarter-final clash on Sunday evening in South Africa. Zimbabwe now face Lesotho in the semi-finals on Wednesday. The other semi-final pits Zambia and Tanzania. Zimbabwe, Zambia and South Africa have won the tournament, which features African-based players only, four times each.
But the star of the tournament so far has been Zimbabwean midfielder Ovid Karuru, who has scored six goals. Karuru, who plays for AmaZulu in South Africa, is said to be attracting interest from South African sides and also from international clubs. Not to be outdone in the CAF Champions League, Capes United beat five-time winners Zamalek of Egypt 3-1 at the National Sports Stadium. Zamalek would have moved level with Group B, Pesetas, USM Alger, and Al Ahly Tripoli on 8 points with a victory over Capes United. But instead, they drop to the bottom on 5, with Capes United moving above them into third on 6 points. That leaves everything to play for on July 9th. That is the final match day, when Zamalek are at home to Al Ahly and Alger host Capes United.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes, Uganda Babasan Kumage Kunamanje, Lamta Sikoka Mumjalo, Weko Safa Castle Cup, Okuna Kunagaleke, Wele South Africa. Siawas Guti Elizabeth is or Limobe, Iswaziland, Ichai 2-1. Siawas Guti Swilum Jarana, Kutua Gate Unzi Magakulu, Kotuage, Zimbabwe Warriors, Yakuna Isinova. Is South Africa Yoneke Pans, Ichai Tanzania Pela, 1-0. So, which Guti is Zimbabwe, Singenegulo Kutua, Wafa Wafa. Ofile ofile matot. Nga kuti so kuchovo kwa mpana ea chaywa sipumile. So okay, sisa wuntu ya pumanjani. Njoba itlala lile soto. Mwole statu. Yes, kulumanje kunjalo. Capes United pela ichaye Zamalek 3-1. Ama tupemenga mkangela mkukana. Kutu mwabwana uti Capes United itlo tenjani. I will tell him ambulance. I will be pleasing. Kate kufiwa mfwetu.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi. Itala watitinge chitarisa ne zirkuitkwa. Neva kumana vima Warriors varuku tamba iwo ku South Africa kumakwikwi COSAFA. Zimbabwe ya kwanisa kuwina mkombe kano kwana kuita iko kana. Ndo kamwechete ukaka winwa ne nyika ye Zambia ya kwanisa kutingechi wina kanoshika kana. Nekudaro tutakuona kuti Zimbabwe inga budirire ere kutingechi wina shakari kano kwana kutakashanu. Imwe nyika yanga wina kana gives i South Africa. A South Africa yaka Karo washanga singa tarisiru na wanu wakawanda ni Tanzania 1-0.
Ya, yeah,
ito Tanzania. Saka zasara zine mkana wekuti zichitore mkombe wa yukanushika kashanu i Zimbabwe ne Zambia.
Ipola kuyafika kulezi nsuku round for it. Nga ihlohlile ihlohlile and ipola sethu ukuthi iSouth Africa ingatsha izibani kumbe le iqembu litshaya iliphi. Sokuyibhola sokudlalwa sibe lokumangalisayo. Singamsilo bani khona becingweni. Ngizwe ngazane silo ubaba uJays uCassius uJays Mnampofu. Baba Mpofu khona ecingweni.
Yeah, ngikhona baba linjani.
Siyaphila kakhulu. Welcome you to this show, Mr. Cassius Jays Mana. He's a soccer commentator in this place in South Africa. And has been watching these matches. I think we can ask him the first question.
Yeah, Jays, Zimbabwe is, of course, facing Lesotho, right?
Yes, yeah, we are playing Lesotho on the semi-final.
Yes, your assessment, what are the chances? Because I see that Lesotho is doing very well. You know, previously it looked like a walkover. But in the past years, they've been doing extremely well.
Yeah, I think Lesotho right now is a strong team. They used to be underdogs every game that they were playing, but not anymore. I think they are going to give Zimbabwe a very good run for their money. But Zimbabwe also, looking at their games that they played, they scored 12 goals. They conceded one goal. That means they've got a very good record on this CONCACAF Africa Cup. They were playing a very strong Swaziland team yesterday. No one expected them to win after playing. I think it was that was their fourth game in 7 days. So Zimbabwe were looking tired, but when they came to the field, I think they displayed their skills and they managed to conquer the Swaziland. I think Zimbabwe is going to win against Lesotho.
Gibbs.
So, but is it that Zimbabwe is playing well, or it is you know, fighting some kind of shadows because some of the teams are not too strong, right?
Yeah, I think Zimbabwe now is showing their strength. They seem to be very strong. They are working very hard, I think, in training. But when looking at the results and the way they performed from their first game up to yesterday, I think there are good signs. They are showing that if that team is kept together, we are going to have a very strong team. They are playing very well, especially in midfield where we saw Oshen Mosure playing very, very well. In the strike force, or Karuru, or Prince Dube and others, they were doing very well. I think Zimbabwe is strong, not taking away anything from the other teams, but I think Zimbabwe is certainly very strong at the moment.
And are you surprised that Zimbabwe has only conceded one goal, judging from the fact that their coach is Sandy Chidzambwa, who is mostly outright defensive?
Yes, I think it's an indication that Sunday is a very defensive coach. Because even when he was coaching Dynamos, I think we saw Dynamos going up to as far as the Champions League in 1998-99 season. They were conceding, but they were not conceding as much. So that's why they went up as far as the finals, where they also to experience, I think it was 4-2. On the second leg in Tunisia, in Cote d'Ivoire. I think Zimbabwe defensively is very good. Sunday is used to that. We also have the technical team is looking good. We have got Sunday, Zimbabwe, we have got Leighton, we have got Lugongane, Maf, which I think is a good combination. Zimbabwe is very good in every department the way I saw it in Sunday.
Yes. 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 Ngikumbe ngithi bangaqinisa ngapi ukwenza ukuthi banqobe sibili iLesotho ngoba iLesotho ziyabuya phela baba.
Ye kungaba umnyama weZimbabwe maye ngadliwa iLesotho masikhangela indlela abadlale ngayo ama-games badlileyo. Kodwa ngithe ma ngiyilandela indlela yonke bebeyidlala bengiyibona iZimbabwe ibonakala iqine indawo yonke kusukisela kukeeper kuze kuyofika phambili. Iqinile iZimbabwe akulalapho esolisa khona. Iqinile indawo zakho. Ngibona ngathi akudingeki ukuthi kukhutshwe lo talk, kudingeki ukuthi ufake lotho nje. Kunaka lutho abafana banike isikhathi esi-right sokuthi baphume. Ngoba amalanga ladlule, badlala ama-games amaningi. Four games in 7 days is too much. So kathi sizoba bedlala izolo bazayo, sizozobe bayidlala ngolwesithathu. Othi kuthi abe iyi-semifinal. So ngithemba ukuthi bazothola isikhathi esi-right sokuphumula. Kodwa hhayi, yona ithimbona liqinile indawo zonke.
Yes, I was a colleague of Bambo Gonapo Chase, Ulan Gonapo Blessing.
Of course, we have many messages. Gibbs, people have been sending messages. I don't know. Maybe we'll be able to read most of them, but certainly not all of them because there are too many. Thomas Mchenje, anoti is not that it's a kwazo. Ndokuti Zimbabwe is the kanwe wo yaita reserwa pasi. Nekuda kwe economy, but to raise our flag higher. Go makepe kepe, go mshaisa mfaru, go warriors, go yavanyama ya gugocha. Of course, referring to that match yesterday, Capes United winning by 3-1 against the mighty Zamalek, five-time CAF champions winners. Then Tina Sten Chirwa anoti zvinofadza zvikuru, tinoshivira kuti Capes United ipedzise mutambo unotevera ichikunda zvakare ipinde mumaquarter finals. Ukuo Zimbabwe tinoishuvira kuzvambaradzazve chikwata cheLesotho nechitatu. Uye tototora mukombe iwoyu. Joachim Emmanuel Mbata anoti kutamba kuri kuita chikwata chedu zvinoshura kubva pachigaro kwemunhu mukuru. Kikiki, politics. Tina Munyaradzi Nhunge anoti go Warriors go, vakomana vema Warriors vakaramba vakadaro. Vanoya nemukombe, that's good for the Warriors. Regis Matseka anoti go Warriors go to grab this cup. It has been long since we won this tournament. We want it back. Tongai Mutengezi says, I've never felt so patriotic. The Warriors are doing us proud, forward ever, backwards never. Gotwe Razidonza Murozi anoti vakomana ndichina zvangu zvekutaura go Warriors go fair. Mangoma pamamonya ipapo. Abraham Tolman Mabiza anoti matambira ari kuita zvikwata zviviri izvi cheCapes United National Team kunodadisa zvikuru. Dai chimwe chikwata chakwanisa kuunza mukombe kumusha nekuti tanyanya kutariserwa pasi muAfrica. Who else that you have, Gibbs, will continue to read some of these messages?
There is Mukoma Kapa, Kapa Rinocheka. He says, we are going to beat these boys from Lesotho. It's just a walkover. Then Edson Ndawana says, Lesotho is going to suffer on Wednesday. But I guess maybe it may not be a walkover, right? That's Edson. Then Utwa Undlovu, Lapa Uti, yeah. We need Baka, not Lesotho. African teams are nothing to us. So now the guys say, pray Barcelona, and they can even beat it. Then we go to Rodney Mwanza, who says, Lesotho is a walkover. We are going to beat them. Warriors are doing very well, and we have some hope that they are going to bring the cup home. Go, Warriors, go. Lovely stuff there.
Tine mteriri rwe kutanga mkoma Boramberi, varipalusakapa. Makadi mkoma Boramberi. Kurise kulusakao.
Chando chete.
Kwato nuraonge kuzimbabwe, ndanzika hoti kune chiri kukwidza hamba mumuti. Na wiri mdariro mainzwa, ngati kave kave tinzwa.
Chuta noti makoro nima Warriors ni makepe kepe hapo. Bora mberi muneti bora ngari gowe. Gawasa ore mole asi. Ndoto ndo andwa zvise bora harina underdog mazuva ano matimesa hombe
yeah
ngava ende vachinotamba bora kwete kudherera timu ngazvizodzereta kutora mukombe
saka
kuno kuzambia kuno kuzambia kuno vatotara nyaya zvibabu especially garuru vatobvura vanonzika ruru ndiani akapenga ari kupi garuru vatotozvanzika
vari kutsigira zvakasimba chikwata chavo kachezambia chechipolopolo ichi.
Asi vautocha Zimbabwe taroa. Vautotanga kuti taroa.
Iri kutamba.
Ya, iri kutamba.
Imi muri kwanisa here kuona mitambo iyi mukoma bora mberi?
Ndoiona, ndobva TV handidze. Ndoiona matimu uno kwakavandisa, ndoiona. Ndikuona bora racho.
Right, ngatarisei mitambo yeZimbabwe neLesotho. Muri kufunga kuti unomira sei?
Mutambo wa Lesotho ngavarege kuchinja attitude ndinodiwa chete ngavaende kubhora vachiti kutamba neimwe team nyowani ngavati ngavasati zvatakatamba neMozambique aiwa tinohwina aiwa ngavaende vachitamba bhora rangu vachitamba iroro defense ngaingoramba yakadaro zvichidaro zvinoti kuite game kwete kuti takahwina kuti ari aiwa.
Asi munofunga kuti mutambo uyu unopera sei?
Ndiri kufunga 3-0 vakanda vakasachinja chete 3-0.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma bora mberi nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Bora mberi ipo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
Ndatenda ndafara chaizvo.
Okay, tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, you heard from our first caller and an avid sports fan, Mkoma Borambiri. He's saying that he thinks that Zimbabwe will win 3-0, but he's warning the national team against what Jays was talking about, complacency. He says there are no underdogs anymore in such tournaments. You know, once you reach the knockout stage, there's no room for error.
Yeah, listen to this, Blessing. So yesterday we placed a question on Facebook, and the question was, are the Warriors' victories in the Kosapa Castle Cup a fluke or not? Justify your response. Listen to this. Jeffrey Manjowe says, even a training session is important for a team to better future and development. The Cup might not improve our ranking, but it is still a measuring stick to us Zimbabweans and the nations involved. It's very important that we give the team some credit when they deserve it. To call it a fluke, it's nonsense, guy.
Yeah.
Then we've got Mick Kajowe, who says, these are training sessions disguised as regional matches because they do not allow us to move up the rankings. They only offer comfort zones to mediocre football nations to beat their chest. They only offer the little known countries a platform to assess new talent, especially to the world, you know, maybe I'm saying to other nations in South Africa. Then we've got Newton, who says, we've always done well, Kukosafa. Just one defeat, all these praises will turn to insults. And by the way, we're playing Swaziland. If they could just give us such performance against Cameroon or other nations out there, we could be happy. So I think people are raising some issues here. So, Mr. Jace Mpofu, what do you think about, you know, maybe these wins being some kind of flukes, you know, like they're just winning because it's just one of those tournaments anyway. People are saying, beat Cameroon, beat Nigeria and those big teams. Then we say, yeah, the Warriors can do it, right?
Yeah, I think it's a starting point. The people can say it's a fluke, but I disagree with them. I think it's a starting point. We have to start somewhere. It's a building exercise. You know, we've not been having a very good team. Now we've got youngsters that are showing a lot of hunger to succeed in whatever they are doing. I think we are going to have a very good team in the future. If those boys are kept together, with the same technical team that we saw, though we might need to add a few, maybe other guys in the technical team, but I think it's a starting point now. We are looking forward to have a very good team. I think in the few years to come, we might be able to beat those teams like Cameroon. Because I saw Cameroon playing in the Confederation Cup. They are looking stronger than they were 2 or 3 years ago. Nigeria now is no longer that Nigeria we used to know. I think now if we are to meet Nigeria, playing those youngsters on the Kosafa Cup with some little bit of experience, we can beat Nigeria. But as for Cameroon, I think we need to step up our performance again. Cameroon looks very strong.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Mpofu. But before crossing over to this caller, one more guy, Mopri Chembe, says the real test for Zimbabwe will be during the finals when they will face Tanzania or any other team. So Swaziland, you know, Seychelles and Lesotho are just practice matches, according to Chembe. So okay, is this okay? Mandle Nkosi Siwela, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila linjani bakithi?
Siyaphila kakhulu baba Siwela. So kunjani kwalapha eJojoni?
Hayi, kuyaqanda mfowethu.
Ye, kuhle kakhulu ukuthi ungenele kuhlelo namhlanje. Akusitshela ukuthi ama-Warriors ungathini ngokudlala kuCosafa Cup la?
Ngizizwa ngiphakeme kakhulu ukuthi abafana besizwe bangikhumbuze imbali yethu eyake yaba khona. Uyakhumbula ngezikhathi zabo-Renard Fabish, isikwadi sethu sike saphakama nxa ngingaphambanisi. Saye safika unumber 10 e-Africa. Ngikhumbula sidlala neCameroon yayinabo Homa Mpinki labana silo goalkeeper Bruce Grobbelaa. sayenza izimanga mbone ngani sesinyathela ngonyawo lona loliyana kuthiwa ibiza ifuze ukuthi yombona nabafana sebezama mbijana mbijana ukuthi babuye and ngile themba lokuthi khona okukwenziwe ibuthungameli bukababuchiyangwa lami nginje ngikhathe ngani bengingamthembi but sengani ngiyazisola I think i-management kachiyangwa time iprova ukuthi iyazama futhi ngoba yezimanage ukuthi aphakamise abafana besizwe kuthi ukuthi lanxa nje silama-financial problems abafana bethu abadlala ibhora abagxile ebhoreni bavuselele ithalenti labo lanxa imali ingekho bazame ukuze bathengise amabizo abo indlela eyenziwe nguphilip chiyangwa ibona i-right ukuthi asayine o-coach abehlukene uzabona ukuthi unomani mabheza umnike ukuthi akhangele imidlalo ye-africa cup of nations uchichigcambo amnika e-cosafa and then ngithanda ukuthi ngisho ukuthi i-cosafa lanxa ingekho significant kodwa iyindlela yokuphakamisa ibhora lethu ngoba banxa behlangele betraina bayazwana amandla uzaphumelela
ye kodwa-ke akusiwo umlilo wamaphepha yini lo babaswela ngoba nxa engavelishaywe nje kunext lo kuzeni abantu bathi uchizamba katshayi phansi
ye uhlupho olukhona e-afrika yikuthi okhochi laba bengavele badliwe siyakhalakhala kodwa ngithanda ukukhumbuza abalaleli bonke ukuthi-ke undoda wakwakhotha i-Manchester United uFerguson nangabalenye imbali yakhe wakwahlala isikhathi eside ekhotha i-Manchester kungakhani ukuthi uyenzani kodwa wagena i-experience ubone ngani kwesinye isikhathi asiwucineni umkhuwo ukucotha amakhotha even nxa singamnika 4 or 5 years simncedisa ngoba kuloku ubekezela bathi patience pays abelungu ubone ngani kuyanceda khonotyani
kosele ukucina-ke babaswele
then okokucina bengithanda ukuthi asipractiseni i-junior police ngibone ngani uhulumende laye kasincedise i-junior police mhlawumbe ebhoreni uba kuthiwa ngakafake umthetho ukuthi i-team mhlawumbe ekuleague ibe lama-players angama-juniors ayi-4 kumbe ayi-5 njalo bavunyele ukudlala ku-national team kuzasenza sibe labantu abanjengabo-Peter Ndlovu remember u-Peter Ndlovu lokhu ele-significant record yakhe engakabreakwa which is good of course but befuna uba labanye u-Peter Ndlovu abaningi abazakwanisa ukudlala ku-national team bele-17 years baqualify e-europe bele-18 years besengisitho kwakucina amadoda la amhlophe abangani bethu remember waye-global village abasincedisa ukuthi bakhangele ezimbabwe babeke kwe-politics eceleni ithalenti likhona babuye bathenge ama-players enu bese sitoka ukucina kubaba uphilip chiyangwa ka-coordinate lo minister we-tourism acele ukuthi mhlawumbe anxusa even obrazil ojemela amakhe athanda ukubukela imvelo sibanike imvelo mahara bathoye mahara balale emahoteleni ethu mahara ama-team e-europe abuye azoqinisa ama-warriors kudinga ukubambana lokuzwisisa ngiyabonga kakhulu ibhola lanxa ngalibona ngiyalithanda yabe ngiyabona mfowethu yabe ndidlale number 7
hayi siyabonga kakhulu-ke esiwela baba Swaga kul nuzan. So Swela has got some challenges with his vision, you know. So he says if he was like me and you, maybe having our vision in a proper way, he was going to see more. But he loves the Warriors, even if he's blind, you know. So he's really praising the Warriors for what they are doing, and he says they are reminding him of the Leonard Fabish times. Still remember when Leonard Fabish used to coach the Warriors? Go Warriors, go! That's when that song.
The Dream became, Team.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. When they beat South Africa, you still remember?
Oh, yes.
Right. So he says now.
When now, of course, the late Mahui, he said Dr. Kumalo was too beautiful to play soccer.
Yes.
That was Mahui for you.
Yes. And then he says, you know, Philip Chiyangwa is doing a good job, according to him. So he says, by assigning Chizamba to this COSAFA Castle Cup, and then Mabeza to the other, you know, Chan. So he says, that's the way to go. And at the end of the day, he says, we should now culture some kind of new players, have some kind of junior policy, and so forth. So he's really happy and says, let soccer be soccer. And that's it.
I think we are being joined by our second guest, that is former Zimbabwe national team goalkeeper, Muzondiwa Mugadza. Muzondiwa, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
We are doing great. It has been long.
It's been a while, yeah, true. I'm no longer loved.
No. We will always vote for you.
Cool, thank you.
So it's Go Mzodiwa 2018. We are campaigning for you.
Do you have our vote? Mzodiwa, let's talk about the COSAFA Cup champions. Of course, one of the advantages is that it features local players. Ooh. I mean, those who are at least applying their trade in Zimbabwe and those who are in South Africa. And we've seen some Zimbabwean players going to Europe. But are you happy with the number of players that Zimbabwe has produced and are applying their trade in Europe and also the clubs that they are playing for, or more still needs to be done? How best can Zimbabwe use such tournaments like the COSAFA one to showcase its talent?
I think, first and foremost, to be honest, I haven't been following this tournament, you know, to that extent. But it's good that the guys have gone to the next stage after winning yesterday, I think, against Swaziland. It's congratulations to the team. And coming to your second question, which is, are we having enough players that are playing abroad? I would like to think it's a yes, it's a no. Reason why I'm saying it's a yes, I'm looking back, when Zimbabwe was having raw talent, any player that generation would have played anywhere in the world, but they didn't make it. And the numbers that we have outside at the moment, I would like to think they're not enough, but we can only hope that the numbers will keep growing. And it's a plus that the local players are playing, the COSAFA Cup, which is a platform which I think a lot of South African-based teams will be looking at. And actually, it's a stepping stone for everybody, who's playing at that tournament, especially guys from home.
Let's bring in Jays. We have not forgotten about Jays. Now, Jays, there is interest for Ovid Karur, obviously, and also we understand Prince Dube. How have the two players been performing?
Yeah, I think they performed very well from the way I saw it yesterday and the other previous games. I think they are marketing themselves, these guys. Prince is very young. Karur is also very young. I think they've got a future. It looks like if they happen to be lucky, Cape Town and Sundowns, Mamre Sundowns, I think they are after the signature of Prince Dube. Then Karur is also being scouted by other is being monitored by other teams. I think they might be lucky. The advantage now they have is that Esrom Yandoro, Yandoro,
yes,
who was
playing
for Sundowns.
He looks like
he's scouting for he's scouting for Sundowns. All the players from Zimbabwe, which are doing better, doing well. I think he's always keeping his ear on the ground, listening how they are playing. Like now, he's also involved in the Prince Dube issue with Sundowns. I think maybe they might be lucky, which means it's a good development for our soccer Zimbabweans. Because Sundowns is one of the top teams in South Africa, even in Southern Africa. We know they are the current holders of the Champions League trophy. So I think they might be lucky, these guys. Not only two of them. I think as far as if Zimbabwe is to go up to the final, we might also see some names coming up again.
Thank you so much, Jace. Gibbs?
Zilobaba ke brilliant mdlangala puti. Siyababongela abafana bama Warriors. Kodwa ke bengalibali ukuthi umdlalo kawukapheli. Aba sicizelele sithi go Warriors go. Ngibuye kuye futhi khonapho ke Jays usakhuluma ngokuthi abafana badlala njani nxa ukhangela uPrince Dube uzokhangela Ovid. Okanye simply balitshova ibhola. Kodwa ke nxa sebephuma khonapho ubona kanti bangadojwa ngamanye amaqembu kumbe bakuyaphelela khonapho nje.
Ayikathembisi ukuthi kunamaqembu abafunayo. UPrince Dube khanya ngathi i-Iris Cape Town neMamelodi Sundowns bambhekile ngase ukuthi wabona ukuthi udlala kanjani, ngoba uNyandoro khanya ngathi nguye ezamuntu abahlanganise lala ma-players. Uyascouta kumele Sundowns, njenge-former player Sundowns, ukuthi ma-strugglele Sundowns ku-development side. So uKaruru laye futhi ambula ama-team athile ambhekileyo wokuthi ma kungahamba kahle uzothola i-team ezomthatha.
Scandal mais bathi ngahambe efika ku final maybe ngaba lamaye amagama angavela futhi amaye ama players angafunakala ngoba into embeka ila umuntu obechaye left back honest moyo udlale kakhulu udlale kamnandi kwazoba lo chipeta ngalo bedlala ku right naye so kobuthi i talent sinalo ama players amanye kuma kungahamba kahle bangaba le luck bangathola ama team a South Africa lapha ngoba la khona ayabhadala ukungcono ukudlala sekhaya
Hi, Bamba Konaboke, Bamba Mpof. Yeah, blessing.
Oh, let's read some more comments before we go back to Mzodiwa. We have got Andreas Ove Gura Jena, Arguti Zukwata, Znodadisa, Asima Warriors, Mkombe Uno, we are of course referring to both the Warriors and also Capes United, which beat Zamalek by 3-1. Andreas Ove Gura Jena, Arguti, call me Zondi Mafera, well done, Warriors. Tulani Nzou anoti makepekepe iri kutamba zvinoyevedza chose ngairamba yakadaro. Desire Mapanzure anotiwo vari kudadisa vakomana vekwedu tiri kuda mukombe kuno kuZimbabwe. Princely Panaishe ari kuti ndifonerei. Refias Marongere ari kuti goalkeeper hatina. Priscilla Muyengwa anoti ndopa anoti Zimbabwe Cup. We also have and Dennis Munya anoti zvikwata izvi Capes United neZimbabwe zvinoda kutsigirwa. And then we have Kalito Sibamba Shanguro Shaiseka ari kuti Capes United bora. Patrick Chiparuse ari kuti ndifonerei. Dennis Mkunyadze ari kutiwo ndifonerei zvakare. Nevamwe vakawanda vanhu vari kunyorawo, tichadzoka kwavari. Let's go back to Muzondiwa. Muzondiwa, the other match over the weekend, of course, pitted Capes United and Zamalek, and Capes won that one by 3-1. What can you say about this and also the standards of football in Egypt?
Let's look at the UC, and I don't know whether it's the football has become easy or it's I'm not sure, to be honest, because I'm looking back at the time when I was playing or during the Dream Team period. We always had difficulties playing with Egypt. I mean, a draw probably was the best result, and again, if you look at the Dream Team, they did pull good results against Egypt. But for Capes United to win 3-1 against a formidable side, which I think is known all over Africa, it's very good. It shows that our standards are also maybe, going the right direction. So I would like to say congratulations to Capes United as well.
But I think many are also of the opinion, Mzondiwa, that Capes United could have won some of the matches that it lost, but the players are always complaining that they are not being paid.
that's our daily bread in Zimbabwe. That's our daily bread.
It's a familiar problem.
It's not becoming a broken record. As much as we can complain, it's something that we, I'm not saying we should be used to it. It's wrong. Mm-hmm. It's wrong. If you give the guys what they've worked for, it motivates them. I think we seem to be taking football as a joke when it's, it's just like, it's an industry that people work in. And I would like to think it's an entertainment industry. So the guys have to be paid what they are owed. That will keep them motivated as well.
Jay, is your take on this issue that players are complaining that they are not being paid?
Yeah, I think it's a genuine complaint. Since we are looking at our economy, the economy is not looking good, the economy is down, so everything is not going according to plan. The guys are expecting to get something after playing very hard. If you look at that, they did a very good job. Winning against an Egyptian team is not a joke. We all used to know the Egyptian team dominating all the Southern African teams. For example, it's a lot, they used to dominate, but now we're thinking our football is growing. But now the problem that we have is payment, the economy is down. I think the guys need to be paid. It kills the spirit of the players. It demoralizes their morale. It brings everything down. I think they've got a genuine concern there. that must be attended to.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. I will come back to you. Gaitende unamkuma mnyaradzi midzi. Magadi mkuma mnyaradzi. Mkuma mnyaradzi.
Hello. Hello. Tiripo magadi yezi.
Aywa, tiripo. Nyayari mdaro mainzwa. Kana mshida ku komenta panya ye Zimbabwe. Kana mshida ye Cape United. Jiru kwa muri.
Ya, njimta na njimta ku kurukuriza Cape United.
Zimbabwe yatora ka 4, Zambia yatora ka 4 foot. Ndo vanenge vari kuningirikira. Vari ku vari kutungamira pamo. Pane imwe futi yatora, I think tozotarisa kuti ndeipi, but pane nyika nhatu. Zimbabwe, Zambia ne South Africa.
So ke sibuyele kubaba umgadza umzondiwa. So umzondiwa nxa usukangela ke inguqu yeZimbabwe sibili nxa uyikhangela kathesi lamanye amazona la adlala kuphosafa ubona ngazani inxa yeZimbabwe ayinqobi ngoba amanye amaqembu ngazani akhabi kangako.
Angazi ukuthi ama-standards ayesadatha samenjani kathesi pasi. Just looking at the track history, it seems like Zimbabwe have been doing well amongst the, you know, the countries around us. So probably I think we're in our standards, which maybe they are heading in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that's the only reason I'm like Kuluma for now.
Yeah, see, for umbozo fara yoke, kubavu umpof, pof, ubona njani kwa tabuloro.
I ubona ngati. Ngoba irishinali trophy le so nxa singadlala ngendlela enhle sikwane sekudominator akuma team yethu esinawo la kuyasinika amandla ngoba kakhulu enye into ebulala ama team ikungadlali kahle uyisa ispirit kodwa bangadlala bacina sibefuna okuphambili bayefika naphala bafuna khona kodwa bakanti baqhaza bathawe bathi baqhaza bathawe kwenza baluze ithemba bangabona ukuthi bayaku so ngibona ukuthi masingakwenza ukuthatha i-trophy le kuzonika ama players ethamandla ukuthi bathathi sesifuna i-Nations Cup yena ngokwayo ngoba lapha eSouthern Africa sesidominatile kungaba i-stepping stone enhle ukuthi babheke phambili babheke into enkulu bafune into enkulu Nations Cup then from there sesikhanya ukuthi World Cup sifika kuphi siya qualify na ngibona ukuthi kurayi khona kokwenzakala.
Yeah, so what Mr. Mpofu is saying is that of course Zimbabwe if it lifts this kind of cup it could be a good stepping stone, you know, for maybe a bigger tournaments in the near future. And Mr. Umkazo was saying, you know, Zimbabwe is good at the moment. It's not that maybe some teams are weak or not. He says, no. It seems as if Zimbabwe has been doing very well on the regional stage. Eh? Yeah.
And Muzondi, we're coming back to you and also looking forward. There are a number of Zimbabweans applying their trade in various leagues in the UK where you are. Some have expressed an intention to play for the national team. Others are a bit skeptical. Do you think the nation is doing enough to try and lure them back home?
I, to be honest, I don't think so. I had a brief chat with the vice chairman, the vice chairman, when I was visiting home last month. Unfortunately, I didn't get time to sit down with him, but he briefly mentioned something to do with Zifa trying to incorporate former football players to, you know, to gather some young players from here. But you're talking of people that are playing. Well, what's the name? The guy who was playing for Everton and
Galloway, I think.
Yeah, something. Yeah, Galloway. Yeah, So I think that alone in that area, I don't think we're doing enough. And it's going to be hard for us to convince that boy to, you know, to jump into a plane and go to Zimbabwe when, you know, there's no effort. Zifa chairman should be coming here, maybe to sit him down. Try to show him the direction which Zifa is trying to take, and then from then on we can blame. We can't blame the boy. We just have to accept his decision, whether he wants to play for Zimbabwe or he wants to play for England. After, you know, we presented our case to him to say this is the direction we want to take. So in that respect, I don't think we are doing enough.
But is that something that you are willing to do? You are a former player, obviously. You can easily identify talent. There are many talented youngsters there. If Zifa were to ask you to do that for them, is that something that you can do?
I can do that, but I don't want to sound a bit... I'm failing to find a word. When I commit to something, I like to do it, you know, fully. You know, I don't want to do things half-heartedly. So if I'm to be given such a task, I would need, you know, full support. I've got, you know, guys like Liberty Masunda. He's working with the under-17s, and Liberty loves football big time, and he drives everywhere, you know, around the country. Where we can support, we support him. But when I spoke to the Zifa vice chairman, he briefly touched on that subject. And he asked me whether I was willing to do that, which at the end of the day, I'm Zimbabwean. I always love Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is my country. And I would love to, you know, to pay back, you know, whatever I can to you know, to Zimbabwe football.
Of course, there's
another. Willing, yes.
Thank you. There's another exciting Zimbabwean player. That's Kundai Benyu, has been signed by Scottish giant Celtic. I think there are also reports that he's interested in coming back. We'll see how that goes. Regai tiende kune mumwe mutereri, Baba Shupi vari paZambia apa. Makadi Baba Shupi?
Makadi mukoma.
Aiwa isu tiri bwanje. Parisi paZambia.
paZambia parisi.
Saka muri kusapota ma Warriors, muri kusapota Chipolopolo.
I was a little bit.
Asa hamusi kutya here kuti Zambia inenge iri kutambawo zvakasimba.
Iri kutamba zvayo, asi ndiri kuona spirit inovakomana vari kuvhurisa zvororoto vamukombe chaizvo. Zvinhu zviri obvious. Plus coach wedu munhu mukuru ari kutorida game, ari kugarana kwebasa iri, saka vakomana vari kutamba. Zviri obvious.
Saka pa game rele suto apa murifunga kuti zvinopera zvakadi.
Ma se timu iri kutamba Lesotho atingazodaivhere kuti 2-0 kana kuti 3-0. Maybe 2-1-0 or 2-1, asi chokwadi chiripo ndechekungoti isiso tichahwina. Kuhwina tiri kuhwina.
Saka ana bhururu wenyu vari kutiwo kudi paZambia.
Inini zvangu kwandiri hakuna vanhu vakanyanya kuwanda zvedu, tiri mumamaini, saka hatisi kunyanya kunana nevanhu. Plus tiri vanhu vanongosvika munzvimbo zve2 minutes nekutofamba. Mostly tinongotravhera, saka hatinadi kuti vanhu vano zvakawanda wanda, asi tichingoonawo nezvatiri kungonzwawo nyika iri kutamba bhora. tunawina. And then toya pa Kips United apa mimi anasimkepeke. But kwa la chukwadi Kips iri kutamba bora because unaona kuti timu iri kutamba nayo. The big teams amalekiani nguva chito amatros. Akawanda and they are karamun this tournament in Zakawanda. But Kips, if I'm not mistaken, they get kutanga ku qualify but unaona kuti kana wachikwanisa ku beat 3-1 one of these guys are playing and Faria has kutamba kwari kuita auto inini ndiri timbare zvangu but ndokufarira kutamba kwari kuita vanokwanisa kusvika kure that's andofunga wezo zvezo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru aiwa kanzwa mutimbara ati Caps iri kutamba inenge yatamba hanzi ukaona gudo rato tama hobbies kuti mvumbe wabvira kure
asi nyenya madzibaba ocean mushuwe ngavasadzoke kuno kungavango gare ikoko kuno kwavachakwane kuno
vari kutamba zvinonwisa mvura
ngavachigare kusundowns kana kuchisi kuno vari kuno
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru baba zvipinde kupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Thank you very much.
Gibbs.
So lo muntu we Dimbare. Ukade zithi iKFC yenze kuhle.
Yeah.
Ngajabulisa boy. Yeah, so kulo bhekisi bo mhlanga osecingweni lapha baba mhlanga kanjani? Baba mhlanga uyangizwa?
Uzwa nkosi njani?
Hayisiphile kakhulu mhlanga kanjani egoli khona?
Hayi, kupholile.
Yeah, kathi ubukela umdlalo yeKosafa lapha kuhamba njani?
Izi nje kodwa ngizwile nje ukuthi hayi badlale kahle hayi sibathayile ihlombe.
Yeah, kodwa wena wakwabukebukela nje wabona embili emthathu?
Yeah, ikhona imidlalo engangabona bewudlala lapha nje. Ngamjabuliswa ngumsona the way ayedlala ngakhona. Hawu babe bedlala kahle labo bafana. Badlala impela bajabulisa ukudlala kwabo. And if you have a good lati, sometimes you draw a final look with Kuvega Pambili. We win our games, we wish them well. Natibang out totally cup lay, either corner, Kaya.
Good talk, Elizabeth Ponta was the Pongu Pela, Jemasan, and Joseph, so Tang Lava Holanga, Kumbe, into Jalo. So
I'll
go on.
Maguze malini ayinkinga.
So kumelele vele kolo.
Ama orange ayikinkinga sebe kujoy.
So twasaba wena.
Abaqinisela madoda kodwa hayi abadlali game ngoba liwe bangala ngakhona bazatholwa ngamanye ama clubs angakhona ukubanika imali.
Uma
staff play ukuthi babonise bengabonisi ukuthi we are playing for only Zimbabweans. Worldwide, then they can get employed because football is an industry. They can get employed, then they will get good pay. Owa manje abadlali njengamadoda, abadlali njengabafana babonisa ukuthi we are playing football. Football is a good thing. They must forget ngoba owa manje babone uyazingela umsebenzi lapho mawudlala ibhola. Awudlaleli nje ukuthi nesifunela umsebenzi, udinga umsebenzi ngenyawo zakho.
Yeah.
Dale ba amanye ama clubs akubone then they bele bakufune bazokuthatha uzohola imali yakho ifuna.
So ke kodwa ubonani kuyaphumana phakathi kwele Soto le Warriors.
Hayi okhova.
Kuzo sibe. Ha?
Bye bakavula.
Ndiza kuvolela futhi ukukhumbuza iBexit.
Hayi into bazoyichaya mpela hayi akwamanga. Bazoyichaya le Soto. Yeah, maybe bangathi nje bathwala ubuzima maybe mayi kuZambia but kolo Soto lapha hayi uthatha ama lokhu zena ithi ushesha nje lapha uyashesha la
kodwa ubona ngazani ke uyaphuma njani isigogo la
the way abadlala ngakhona i-force ngayiphindi i-4 4-3 goals or 4 goals umbuze lapha umfonele umbuze nge 3 goals ayithola la
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mfoka.
Abadlali siyajabula abadlali.
Yebo phela. Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu anti umahlangu nothi umhlanga nje umahlangu.
Mahlangu baba.
Sibonga kakhulu ke mahlangu wadina kusasa.
Thanks baba.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Mahlangu. He says even if the Warriors are not paid, They should actually display their skills so that they can be bought by some people, you know. Says because football is a business, so they must work diligently to sell their skills. Yeah, so it says, as for Lesotho, it could be a walkover. He's predicting maybe 4-0, 3-0 or something like that, you know. So he's very confident that Zimbabwe will win. Yeah.
Of course, Mzondiwa, like we're talking, Jay was talking about this, that Zimbabwe has conceded only one goal and they've scored 12 goals. What's your take on that, Mzondiwa?
I had a comment, somebody saying we don't have a goalkeeper, and now it's surprising if you haven't conceded many goals, and then somebody can say we haven't got a goalkeeper. I mean, we've got a tight defense. I would hate to think, you know, the other teams don't have, you know, potent strikers. So I would just say, you know, it's a sign that we've got, you know, a good defense lining up and a good goalkeeper as well. So yeah, that's all what I can say.
And he also
that we're not conceding goals. It's a good sign. That is something like that we are doing.
And Jays.
Yeah. Hello, can you hear?
Yes, Jays. One caller, you had one caller saying that you know, at least even though the, you know, Warriors or even Caps United players are not well paid at times, and you know, there are delays, they should just play, hoping that someone will identify them and then they can ply their trade in Europe. Is that enough to motivate the players?
Yes and no. Because they are family members, they have to take care of their kids, their wife. Some of these players are married. They need that money. As soon as they finish playing, they must get their money. They must be paid in time. Yes, they may need to market themselves. They need to play, to sacrifice, to so that they can be scouted, they can be identified and be taken maybe somewhere they play for other teams that have been better. But I think they have some responsibilities that they need to take care of. They must be paid in time.
Gibbs.
Even if they're paid, where's the money going to come from, Jays? I mean, this guy is...
It's very difficult because our football is not attracting good sponsorship. That's where the problem is now. I think now the teams themselves, they need to find a way of surviving. The only way to survive maybe is to play well, attract people, fill those stadiums. Then I think also Sports Commission, ZIFA, they must stop taxing too much. They're taking a lot of revenue from the teams. The teams are suffering. The seed countries are also taking too much from the soccer. I mean, from football. They're doing nothing. They're helping those clubs. They're killing those clubs. The police, they are taking a lot of money. How can we hire the police to come and maintain order? That look like the private company. They need to inject funds into football, not to take money out of football. Sports Commission is not helping football. FIFA is not helping football. They are taxing too much. They are taking a lot of money. That's why the players are suffering. That's why the clubs are failing to pay the players, I think.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line there, Blessing.
Of course, we have another caller from Botswana. Mkoma calling Magadi.
Kribet Magadi.
Aiwa, tiri nani zvedu. Tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Tiri kufanana kutamba kuri kuita vakomana. Tinoratidza kuti tinohwina parisutu.
Saka muri kuriona here game paBotswana apa? Mune muchirionera kupi?
Pamwe tinomboenda mumahotera.
Mune muchinzitenga drink musati maona game here kana kuti munongopinda?
Tinombopinda dzimwe nguva, pamwe tinombozitengawo madrink.
Saka muri kuona sei game reLesotho neZimbabwe rinopera sei?
Iwo map finally.
Munofunga vakomana vanohwina ngani apa?
Tutatu, 2-0 zvinoita.
3-0. Asika vamwe vari kuti izvoni panofanira kuungwarirwa timu dzakadai dzodzidzi. Hazvisi zvekungoti haiwa tinongono dzizvambaradza.
Hazvo zvinogona kudaro, asi nematambiro avari kuita hazviite.
Vanohwina.
Vanohwina chaizvo, zviri positive.
Haiwa tinotenda zvikuru Mukoma Colin.
Zvakanaka imaita basi.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, Colin, he says, no doubt Zimbabwe is going to win on Wednesday against Lesotho. Gibbs.
Now, back to you, Mugatsa. So, what are the tips that you can give, you know, these youngsters as they take on Lesotho? Any tips?
Sorry, before I comment on that, I think I'll echo the same sentiments. I think that is written for fools on the other line that he just mentioned about, you know, the money that is going to Zifa and the local authorities. I think I spoke to a few guys that are in administration in our football. They say the same. I think Zifa is not doing anybody favor by doing that. Mm. And then going back to your question, sorry, what was it again?
Tips for the youngsters. The youngsters are cashing against.
Okay, the tips for the youngsters. They can only go out there and enjoy themselves. At the end of the day, you know, it's all about, you know, enjoying it. If you're going to work without enjoying it, it becomes, you know, something else. So they can just have to, you know, enjoy it, and then things will fall in place.
Mm-hmm. And I think we have another caller before we go back to Jay's. Joseph Liwayo. Makadi Mkoma Joseph. Mkoma Joseph. Mkoma Joseph.
Hello.
Phone yenyu munenge hamusinyatsonzwika zviri sei?
Yanga ichitapanika mberi kukatakata. Tiri nani baba makadi zvenyu.
Aiwa tiri nani zvedu. Taurai tinzwe maonero enyu. Mukada kutaura zvecapes kana zvemawarriors zviri kwamuri.
Ini ndoda kutaura hangu zvemawarriors. Vakomana vangu ari padhuze neni zvangu parastenburg hako. Kutamba vakatamba chose. Vakagona vakatambawo zvakayakana nesu takafarawo tiri kunowo. Tichidadirawo vamwe vekuno kuti hai maro hwamuri munyika menyu asi zitahwina.
Ko gemu relesutu munoona sei?
Gemu riri kutevera iro hapana timu inomboshamisira pasi kuti chinongodiwa chete ndechekuti kochi vedu ngavagadzirise kumashure. Ndokwaanofanirwa kuti vakomana vekumashure vasimbe kuvhara nokuti kavanga vachitamba neSwaziland apa ndaiona backline ichiita pamwe seinomboti lika mbijana ichiita seinobvira.
Okay.
Saka vanofanirwa kuti koshi vasimbise vakomana vekumashure kuti kana mastrike achinge auya varege kuparadzana vabatane pagedhe chaizvo. Ndo zvimwe chaizvo zvatinoda kuti vaite. Asi pamatimu achere iwaya asara handimbooni kuti pane inotyisa yavangatya maningi.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Mukoma Joseph,
kwanga kuri pamusoro, kwanga kuri kwakanaka chose.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
Tinotenda hangu baba.
I think he's probably our last caller. But of course, we can't end the program, Gibbs, without mentioning Edzai Kasinawuyo, a former Zimbabwe national team player who passed away. And he was a manager of most of these players like Kama, Billiard, Knowledge Msona, and others, even Ovid Karuru. Yes, of course, we say rest in peace to Edzai Kasinawuyo, who passed on a few days ago. And on that said note, we end this program, and we want to thank our guests this evening, Jays, and also Muzondiwa. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying good night, Zimbabwe.